to find the feet.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus Breeze, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place.
Wake
up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, or sorry, it's Tuesday. What is it?
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. So fucked up.
What is wrong?
It's Monday, July 16th.
Yeah.
And Ciro Dobrik's here with me. Help
Thank
me out.
Thank you for watching and listening, people.
Can you keep me straight on the date and everything? Can you make sure? Because I really need a co-host today, because I'm really like...
If you're going to start it off with just Tuesday, I'm like, well, fuck it. We're just a day. We're ahead of
you. Yeah,
it doesn't really matter. And we have a special guest in the studio, Carlos Perry.
Yo, what's up?
Comic and now booking shows. So we're going to talk a little about some of the fucking drudges, the grungies. I remember being in some of these corporate like team building event things you had to go through a company you work with. And every job has its grungies.
That's a very
passive aggressive term.
That's very up, Adam Seattle Hayes. Term.
I'm going on no sleep, and you know I flew in at 5:30 this morning from Portland.
Mm-hmm. The purple eye.
Yeah, purple it wasn't eye. Even a red eye. It was more like.
About to black some eyes.
It's
starting like I had to go to the dentist. I went to a dentist cleaning today, which is always good. I like getting my teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I like getting my teeth cleaned. You know, especially since the last people used to do it tried to screw us out of money. They tried to pull that shit on you, that Sage Dental. They try to pull shit on you like, oh, you need that deep cleaning. I know the discount program gives it to you free for mm-hmm. week cleanings twice a year, but if you need a deep cleaning, yeah. Then, that's $100 every time you come in. Well, exactly. Of course I need a deep cleaning.
Yeah. You'll floss, right?
But better safe than sorry, right?
Well, you know, I got it. I floss all the time. And the lady to the new dentist we went to said, oh, they're full of shit. So she actually used other
nice.
Words. No, she was more
that's
diplomatic. Nice. So you don't need it. You just get regular cleaning. You're good. You don't have no periodontal issues. But I do have everybody watched the show about a year and a half ago. I had a root canal done
mm-hmm.
by our friend Will Lopez's brother, our comedian friend Will Lopez. I paid a dentist.
Brother who's a dentist.
Yeah, and I went down to Miami, which is scary when you go to the dentist or any type of medical procedure in Miami. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's behind a gas station. So there's a lady with a fix-a-flat, you know, some tranny with a fucking bottle of fix-a-flat in her hand in the office next to you. So, it was a difficult root canal. They went in there, and it may work, but it's such a deep root canal that it may end up coming back. You know, I think he left part of the drill in there. It was on the fucking X-ray. It's like there's a line like that. I go, what is it? He goes, oh, that's probably the. He called it something else. But I meant the drill. You mean yes, they fucking left the drill in there? Like, you know, they're in there drilling and it probably snapped off. Oh, well, whatever. Guess we're done here.
You got a really nice smile, except for that drill.
You know, no wonder I gained weight. I didn't gain weight. I got metal in my teeth.
Exactly.
I didn't get fat. So that's part of the way. Honey, it's not the pizza. It's not the late fucking Wendy's. It's the guy left as part of his drill in my tooth when I got the root canal.
Yeah, that's why I keep going off at the airport.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm walking through the naked. I'm walking through there naked. You still have metal. What the fuck? So endless, you know, I enjoyed my new cleaning, that news. But now the doctor comes in, and this guy looks like a soap opera guy. This guy's, I was like, is my wife coming? You know, now my wife, says, no, I went to a woman. I, okay, good, keep it that way. Because this guy, mm-hmm. you know, this
does he have a twin brother?
This guy, dude, he should be on The Bachelor, this fucking guy. You know what I mean? And I'm like, he's standing there. He's like, well, let me tell you, you know, he's a tall guy. And listen, mm-hmm. I'm not gay. I'm just saying he's tall. He's a good looking guy. He's a doctor. He's a dentist. So he's telling me bottom line. I'm really thinking. Was my wife? I don't want my wife going under with this guy. You know what I mean? I don't trust my. Yeah, you know, this guy's too good, fucking good looking. He's tall. He's, you know, in shape. So, so I'm like, all right. So long story short, they got to extract that molar. It's not going to help. Like, in mm-hmm. other words, eventually, if they tell you, well, you don't have to take care of it, but eventually your jawline may fucking corrode. Like, mm-hmm. the infection eats away at your ball.
But how do they do that? Do they, like, I hear about, like, teeth being cut out and teeth being, like,
yeah, they got to smash yanked. It. And then.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the dentist office. They're going to tie a rope to the door.
To a horse, old-fashioned style.
Yeah! Some big fat kid's going to jump off the roof into a pool. I'm going to be standing, ha! But, you know, like, when I had a wisdom tooth pulled, I went under.
You out.
I was out, and I came back, and I was loopy.
Is that local?
The guy said, well, maybe we'll give you gas. And then he said, the gas works with kids. It doesn't work with a guy like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I may get some anti-anxiety medication for the day of the procedure, which I'm guessing it's Klonopin or, you know.
For a guy like you?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Oh, man. I don't know. The bottom line is the guy says, you know, you're not going to be pain. You're not going to feel a fucking thing. You know, the anxiety stuff while you're getting your tooth pulled, you know, you'll mm-hmm. be like, oh, whatever. As opposed to, what is this doing? You know,
mm-hmm.
this is going to hurt. Anticipatory. You ever do that when you're getting a procedure done? You're like, oh, you hear it and I feel like it's going to hurt all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like when they were scraping my teeth today, cleaning it, you know, it's like there's times all of a sudden they hit a sensitive sound. Spot, you know, like, you know, you fucking grip the handrail. Like,
jump a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, I'm sorry.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Keep talking about it. I'm jumping a little bit right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. Yeah, fuck.
Like it's definitely an experience. But yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't put myself through, like, any type of, like, trying to get my teeth straightened yet because I'm just broke.
Yeah.
So, like, the cleaning and stuff like that.
Dude. You got to take care of your teeth, bro.
Yeah, you do.
People got to take care of teeth because you don't want to be sitting there with no teeth when you're 50, 60 years old. They're falling out.
Now, don't get me wrong. I get the cleanings and everything, but I'm not worried about, like, getting the – until I get that job to
you didn't have a lot of cavities when you were a kid or anything?
I still have two of my baby teeth.
Really? Are you kidding me? How old are you, dude? Fucking 10?
30.
You still got baby teeth.
Nice. Jesus Christ.
So
there's anything – well, dude, I don't want to get into it.
No cavities ever.
Well, fuck. Well, maybe you're like one of those, you know – those guys, the natural.
And I eat a ton of candy.
Yeah.
Definitely a ton of candy.
Yeah. Listen, so bottom line, they got to pull the fucking tooth. They're going to put a post in there. What's up, Jehu?
What's the sign going to say?
no illegal immigrants.
Stop it. Build a wall.
So I'm going to. So I got to get, now they're going to, you know, they can't, the guy said you could do a bridge, which back there, it's hard to mm-hmm. keep a bridge clean. Next thing you know, it's like an old bridge I went under in Portland. So I'm going to be, I got to get it done. So the post, and then they put in it, then they put a crown on it. So, you know, they say they're the best things they ever had. Mm-hmm. They're like better than real teeth. About $5,200 with everything included.
Not bad. Package deal.
Yeah. 52. Yeah. I'm like, it comes with everything.
It's like
fully stocked.
I got air conditioning. Do I got fucking power steering for seven girls? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, but it's got to be done. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Teeth, you can't fuck with teeth. Mm-hmm. I floss 3 or 4 times a day, man. I'm a flossing nut. When I'm in a hotel, when I left my hotels, all I have is fucking floss in the trash, which, by the way, back from my Northwest tour. Skippy Sprinkles, who thanks to him, I got to at least save a few $100 on a rental car
because
he picked me up once I got into him and Claude Stewart. We did the shows.
Claude Stewart.
He picked me up.
Are those way more expensive from state? Because I know in New York,
Portland's
is crazy.
Expensive. Yeah, because, trust me, Portland's like, I was going to rent it for 2 weeks. It was going to be like $800. Mm-hmm. I'm basically making $800-$900 on the whole gig. And then you got to fly and you got to.
But at least you have the freedom, though. Freedom of, like, getting
in
the car.
Yeah,
going,
do whatever you want. Listen, this whole trip to me wasn't to make money. This trip was to establish myself, go and visit, make some connections, and audition at Harvey's. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's, you know.
And invest in land.
Yeah, and I bought like a peanut farm. By the way, everybody out there in Portland.
Is that code for weed?
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody, yeah. Yeah. Because everybody out there has some sort of crop. Like, you know what I mean? We were at Chadwick's in Medford, Oregon. By the way, let me tell you this before I say anything. Oregon is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never fucking been there, the drives are majestic. I put mm-hmm. the photos on my Facebook page. Yeah. You know, you're around forests, national forests, and running mm-hmm. rivers and beautiful blue. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like Florida. You're driving around. The only thing you see that's up in the air is a dump.
You ever driven from Virginia into West Virginia? Is it kind of like that?
I'm trying to remember that drive. It's more scenic than anything. Way like, more it's scenic. More mountain. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just beautiful. And you know, then when I went up to Squim, Washington, which is north.
Oh, you've been to Squim?
Yeah.
Squim.
But it's basically on the upper edge. You're almost by Vancouver County. You're almost at the border up there on the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know what I mean? It's just beautiful shit. I had half the drive. I had Mount Rainier in my rearview mirror.
Cliffs into the beach?
Or, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then I'm driving. I just want to get place. I'm like, I should pull over and stop here and take a picture. And then I thought, oh, my luck, I'll get attacked by a fucking mountain lion or something.
Exactly.
You know, what do I know? I'm like, yeah, comic gets
is that
out of
an
the
alligator?
Car.
This
fucking
is
fucking permanent scar.
<You know? laughs> Hey, I just get a place to take a selfie. Rawr, what was that? Yeah, you know what I mean? But then there's part of it, I'm driving down the street and I'm thinking, that's what I should do. I should get out of the car. They had places you could stop, you know, take a picture at least, beautiful, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm taking it as I'm driving, winding up a fucking down. I could have driven off the cliff. That would have been one hell of a photo if I'm flying. Look
at this shot. Action.
I hope somebody recovers this.
Yeah.
Look, it's digital.
So that dude, now again, Claude Stewart, everybody, and Pat Wilson for the gig, and everybody at Harvey's, because it was... At this point, I think I got a thumbs up pretty mm-hmm. much. I got to, you know, now that we got to get a date, but mm-hmm. beautiful, great club. And you know what? It's Oregon and Washington are all legal. Nice. I mean, you could go anywhere. You could pull over like you do at a 7-Eleven and go get some Dunkin', you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Get some donuts, get some chips. Right. You could do that. You go into a distillery. Hey, give me a few of these bats, these pre-rolled, you know, or mm-hmm. edibles. And here's a funny thing. I was going to had like some edibles left. Mm-hmm. They were good. And I was like, I was going to be like,
how strong were they?
They're not that, you know, I don't
not
know. Yeah, because I took one, an empty stomach, and I was all right. Mm-hmm. And then I got nervous because before I went to the airport, I'm like, I'm not going to throw all these all away, man. I'm going to take at least a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a couple, and I had smoked the one joint I had left.
Yeah.
And I thought,
could you do it at the airport?
I'm going to be one of those people on the news like, this is fucked up, walking up and down the airplane. Hey, that's Doug. Hey, dude, that'd be a great
TMZ.
Way to get some press.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do. That's my next TV credit. I'm going to flip out on an airplane.
Comic goes crazy on that flight.
Grabbing his breasts.
He was
grabbing
on the purple
his breasts as he's saying, this is fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I can't breathe. But, you know, that was cool about it. Anyway, and what else was I saying? So, all in all, but I was supposed to stay with somebody there
mm-hmm.
that offered me their home to stay to save on, and they couldn't. They talk about teeth that she had to take care of somebody. So, and then I felt bad because she offered me another place. Like, there's another girl that you could probably stay with. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that to my wife. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough. My wife was going to deal with me staying at a woman's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she has a reputation. Comics know her and stuff. And that.
She's a woman, not a madam, right?
Right.
So there.
You know what I mean? She's a lady.
Yeah.
All
right. You know what I mean? She's like a comedy mom kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So people, oh, yeah, yeah. So my wife, you know, I feel comfortable. But then mm-hmm. I can't call my wife and say, oh, honey, I'm not staying at that person's house. I'm staying at this other broad's house.
It changed up.
You know what I mean? Women don't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, when you change the story, they're, oh, hey. And of course, I like to put myself in those shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, if my wife called me and said, duh, you know, listen, I'm not staying at Susan's house. I'm staying at this guy's house.
Yeah, you would think, why?
What the
why?
Fuck?
What happened?
Get a hotel. What the fuck's
Dougie,
going on?
Dougie, you know the dentist that we...
He'll be making some drills tonight.
That's okay. The dentist asked me to go on a boat with him. Oh, what? You got to stay away
private
from that
session.
Fucking, that romantico fucking bacheloretto. Yeah, man. So, by the way, Adam says
getting that $1,500 worth.
Boat's called Smooth Sailing.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks, Adam. By the way, he also mentioned I got a speeding ticket when I was there. So you add to the cost. So, yeah, I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a cop pulls me over and we're like, and Claude's like, hey, we should, before he gets to the car, we say, officers, we're comedians, and if we can make you laugh, can you not write the ticket? And we didn't do it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The guy gave me my stuff, and he goes, did you know why I pulled you over? I go, you know, I well, I'm guessing, you know, because you don't like Kia Optimus. Yeah. <You know? laughs> Oh man. So anyway, so it was a fun trip, but I'm out of it, dude. I fucking flew, and now I'm in. But dude, the one thing there too, it didn't get dark till 9:30 at night.
Nice.
You know what I mean? It was a long day.
Super crazy, right?
It's kinda, actually, it's kind of like here, except it's like 8:30. It's longer than Georgia, right? For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But this summer, it starts changing. So,
oh,
yeah.
Weird.
Anyway,
when
so.
Texas one time.
So that's that. By the way, Carlos has a room in the 10th Level Tavern, which is comics.
10th Level Tavern.
Every
Sunday at, the time might change, but right now we're going to be doing it at 8. It might go to 9, just so everybody can get there.
It's a Sunday, though, you know.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, but I don't know if the word's out or whatever.
You're getting a lot of the same people?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of the same people, a lot of repeat people, a lot of people we like to work with. But we would like to see a lot more people. We're actually trying to get other people from, you know, other places like Melbourne, Fort Myers,
right.
Tampa.
Yeah, get people
to
come check it out.
And have a, you know, South Florida verse type of thing.
Right.
And I'm also working on Atlanta and Dallas and New York.
No, to come down here?
Nice.
Yeah.
So, so kind of like the game, like the video game thing of it. You can mm-hmm. say, look, we want to have a like a set of video games. We have a comedy contest. You participated in this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the deal with that?
Basically, I mean, it's a really cool setup where you do your set, another person does their set, and then for no reason at all, you try to destroy each other's egos and lifestyles. It's like a roast.
You get to watch each other's set.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to roast the other person.
Yeah, yeah. And then whoever the crowd chooses gets the interview. And then at the end, the last people go against each other in like tournament style to see who wins.
And then you got how long are you doing a set? So you got
5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you got to do it. You go up. You got to do 15-20 minutes of material. How long does the show last?
Depends on how many people sign up. If it's like 8 people, it's like 2 hours.
Wow.
If it's 4 people, it's like an hour, 15 minutes,
right?
You know, but if it's like 6 people, then, the crowd chooses 2 and then the last 2 do the roast. So it's more like an hour 30, something like that. So it just depends on who shows up.
So there's a lot of, there's something now, like instead of just doing regular shows, like having theme type shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You gotta up the game a little
bit. Change it up a little bit.
And also, the winners of this show get a spot on the stand up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start show, which is a Contra code if there's any video
games. 99 lives. Contra thing. I remember playing that on my, PlayStation, my original PlayStation.
And Ciro was just at the show with Kyle Grooms.
Yeah, it was a nice, good.
Yeah.
Good
so that
night.
Was a show.
Good night.
Yeah, that's the monthly showcase that you're fighting for the Comedy Punch-Out to get on and get a paid spot.
Well, that's good. That's a good setup then.
You know, get a paid spot, get some experience.
Kyle's funny as fuck.
Yeah, Kyle destroyed.
Yeah, Kyle's great.
Oh, my God.
He's just one of those. He's got that Dave Chappelle funny, like he can just say things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
And like you could tell when he comes around, because you can tell who came out for him.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can definitely tell like there's more people in the room because he's here. So like it was a great night. Packed shows, both shows.
So if you're a local comic and you want to get on a show. But here's the thing. To try to get other comics, you have to have like some sort of festival or something, because to have comics come from out of town, you know, and come, you know, unless they just happen to be coming to visit an aunt.
Yeah, that's. You know, I always suggest to them that you should already be planning on coming down here. Like whenever that is, hit me up. And
if anybody's here in town, when they come and do our shows, they say, "Hey, stick around on Sunday and do the show."
Exactly.
You're not giving any housing. They got to figure it out. Like me. Listen, I stayed at fucking 8 different hotels, man. This past 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no qualms with staying in my car on travels. Like when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Like, why would pay $100 when there's a free parking lot at a hotel? You know what I mean? Like,
so you'll go to a hotel and you'll just sleep in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it's 110 degrees and you're in Arizona,
I'd rather sweat than lose the money,
dude. I get you, but for $80, I gotta get. You know what I mean? By the way, it feels cooler in here.
It depends.
Again, right?
It depends.
Maybe the air is probably working a little better. You think?
It depends on the trip. I'm a younger comic. You know what I mean? I'm not making the money you're making on trips. You know what I mean? So
right.
I have,
yeah, well, that's
I have
listen.
To,
I know people that
and you'd
especially
be surprised. Some of these you know,
a lot of comics will stop at these rest areas, right? And they'll just fucking, you know, if it's cool out, they'll leave the window a little open and just sleep in the back of the car.
Yeah, never. That's the most dangerous thing in the world.
Never with the window open. Never.
No.
I'll never do that.
No way.
Yeah.
Spiders.
It's way too easy.
Oh my God.
Spiders.
With mosquitoes. Dude. All that shit.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like, you leave the car running then?
No. Why?
You're gonna
no.
fucking suffocate, aren't you?
No.
No.
It just gets a little hot.
All right.
You believe you watch?
I'm such
TV.
A bitch, man. I could. That'd be like, I'm gonna sweat. Fuck it. Give me a La Quinta. By the way, they didn't step up for me this time. But Ignite Hospitality did. I got to stay at downtown Portland at the Mark Spencer Hotel. Very nice room.
I didn't know how to work that. I've been trying to do that for a while. Yeah. It's like a number you call or something? Or
well,
like
you call the guy and you tell him where you want to go. And he brokers a deal, Ignite Hospitality. Call Adam. And he'll broker a deal where he gets the room for free
because
he's got connections. He knows what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do it. And then what you do is you got to pay him like 25% what the room was.
And then you have to advertise the room.
Right? Yeah, and then you go on Travelocity and their Facebook page and say, I love the place. It was beautiful. I love the scenery. The bathroom is nice and clean. I think the maid wanted to bang me, or I definitely wanted to bang her. You know, you were talking about the comics and stuff, like booking things. You know, it's always interesting because a friend of mine, Dustin Chafin, and by the way, congratulations to Clayton Fletcher, a good friend of the show, my buddy, who came in 28th place in the World Series of Poker.
Nice.
He cashed in, and it's over a quarter million, I'm guessing.
Nice.
So that's not bad. Yeah. You know, she talked about he's not going to be sleeping in his fucking car.
Exactly.
No.
You know what I mean? You're not going to see Clayton's like, oh, I got this gig. I only got paid so much. I'm going to sleep at the rest stop. Yeah. So congratulations. Where was I? And Dustin Chafin, who books Greenwich Village Comedy Club in New York, so he was funny because he hates it because I don't even want to talk about it because he's talked about it a million times. Mm-hmm. But if you are a comedian who then ends up booking a room or a show, there's people don't realize what they're getting into sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because now you have to realize everybody is going to reach out to you.
Yeah.
You know, number one,
many best friends.
Yeah. You're going to have people coming up to you go, hey, man, can I be on your show? And that's it. That's the way it does. They think it works. So you know what I mean? So what are some of the things you've encountered? And you know, like some of the, like what's the thing that you say, fuck, you know what I mean? If I'd have known this could have been a deal breaker.
Well, I understand like people going after this take it very seriously if they're going after it seriously. So right. I understand that there's going to be a lot of ego. There's going to be a lot of, hey, this should be done this way, even though it's out of your control. But I thought it would be more of a camaraderie type of fraternity type of thing. It's more like
crabs in a bucket.
Yeah, it's
what'd you say?
Crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
So like when dealing with other comics, especially when it comes to booking, you have to always worry about, especially if you're not paying them anything for the open mic. I thought,
hold on a second. Hold on. All right, let's get this straight. So you're saying that you're having issues, or say there's some challenges.
Some challenges.
You have you're booking a show, a non-paid booking spot, but it's a booked show.
You can walk in and you know sign up or whatever. But I try to get everybody on the show before.
Right. So there's non-paid book spots.
Yeah.
On the show. So and then with that, and then you're starting to do this, and they're not even getting paid, and so. First of all,
it's a chance to get paid.
Yeah, listen, I get it. It's all part of the, listen, I get it. I did it. So, but my point is, at that moment, you are the person, exactly that. You are trying to work your way onto a show, right? And so, this is your gig. This is what you're doing, right? And people who aren't getting paid, they're at that level. What's my point is, there's a reason they're not getting paid yet.
Right.
Because they're not a paid act.
Exactly, but it's not that. It's just like if I was offering like a prize for the punch out, I'm pretty sure you would get at least a couple more people showing up. But it's just like you have an opportunity. There's no Sunday mics,
right?
Except for Miami
stage time.
You know, Yo Space,
right?
I believe
Yo Space.
Shout out to Abe and everybody.
Yeah, those guys.
It's a Sunday mic. No, there's one other one in a completely different county. I thought there would be a lot more attention onto it.
Right.
So I'm not sure if that's you know,
comedy politics or not?
Comedy politics since right, I took so, over, or
so not, not all right. So you, so let me. So is there a problem with getting people to the show? Comics.
It's a challenge. It really is. I'm not sure if that's one of the aspects. I'm not sure if.
So is this something... is this the biggest issue that you think you have? Is that that there is like territorial politics being played with your Sunday room?
Well, I already know the previous owner of the room or runner of the room has been saying stuff about me, but it's just, it doesn't matter because
it's different.
It just doesn't. So, I don't know. It's definitely surprising. Like usually if I, you know, when I was going, you know, from county to county to county per day, you know, trying to catch some time, I thought this would be an opportunity for people who wanted to do it.
It's tough.
Yeah, and it's
you figure, okay, I'm going to build it, they're going to come. In other words, I'm going to have a room.
Yeah,
and now you feel that because we got they don't
because you have an opportunity to be blasted throughout at least a 4,000 viewer base that at least 700 people see per night. You know, so like. I thought it would be an opportunity for some of these comics to make a brand for themselves,
right?
Especially in a local, scene.
And
it's been working for some people. Some people come out to the Stand Up Up Down Down show from the watching it on, you know, the Comedy Punch Out. So it's working, and it's only been, I don't know, 2-3 months.
All right. So, but what's the thing? What's the you mentioned that the
so I'm just surprised that people just don't jump on the opportunity when there's one around, because especially going back to,
well, I'll tell you the first thing I'm going to take a stab at it. The first thing is, you know, from what you're saying, there's a structure, and that structure takes some thinking and some you can't just get up there like here's the thing I don't like. When I go to an open mic, right, I know why I'm going there to work on either something I've been, like a connection on something, a tag on a joke I already used. I'm working on just new material. I'm looking, see if one bit will fit after another quick bit, or, you know, whatever. I don't go up there and go, hey, how everybody doing? So what do you guys want to talk about? Right. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? You mean you're on a fucking list of 20 fucking people, and you're getting priceless stage time, and you're going to come out here and ask the fucking crowd? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so there's certain things, you know, of course, you're like, why don't you guys see this? So the idea is, if you're calm, we got to go out on Sunday. But that's why they're like, oh, wait a minute, I gotta roast. You know, I mean, I don't particularly care like roasting. You know, I mean, I think it's fun. I like writing roast jokes.
You can still win the matchup just off of your stand up.
Right.
I mean, it's not like,
how much time do you get to, like, in other words, you go up, I go up, and then you what would you say about me like right now?
It's like 3 back and forths and then like a 10 minute or like a.
Just like a minute, just of you ragging on the person.
All right, so it's back and forth, and right. Of like, you know, look at Ciro, man. Every time Ciro walks in my house, my whole house smells like cigarettes. All right, would you say something to me? Now you ragging on me. Give me one.
It's funny how Dougie wears hats when it looks like the hat's wearing Dougie.
Okay, he's trying to be. You know, he's smart. He doesn't want to lose his co-host seat. He's not going to be a dick. You know, I put you in a test. You know, listen, I got a thick skin.
But yeah, it's like even if there's roasting involved, like it doesn't matter. Like doesn't matter. Just look at him and say something. Like just fill up the time. And like the comedy scene is changing. Like the comedy realm is changing to where, you know, people who are roasting are becoming the most famous people out there for comedy. And like most of the people don't really have an opportunity to practice their interviewing skills.
Right.
And this is all an opportunity.
Well, dude, it's like the whole reason this podcast started. People said, you get money. I don't care about the money. I have money. You know, I make money. I'm doing this so I can learn the skills.
Exactly.
You know, and then for example, tomorrow I'll be on the Paul Castronovo morning show from 7 to 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, I didn't get paid doing this, but when I get an opportunity to sit on a big morning show like that, I'm not sitting there looking like,
exactly.
Those are priceless.
You know what
moments.
I mean? All the time, you know, 3 or 4 years, 5 years we've done this fucking show. That's the bank that loaded up. You know what I mean? So I don't talk over, you know, all that kind of shit. So you're right. It's all part of the gig. And it's interesting about roasts, right? Roast it is. Like, you know, Comedy Central's bringing back the roast battle, you know, for local comics. There's a lot of people that got on that. There's I should say a lot. There were comics that got on that roast battle thing that aren't working. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, 'cause that's all. You know, I used to love when I used to go to open mics and turn it into a roast. Like, you know what I mean? Like it just turns into, like, you get up there after nine people went up, and I just say, fuck it, I'm going to roast everybody. Because, and then, fuck it, they can't come back and roast me. Right. You know what I mean? By the way, speaking of roast, Matt Heath had a roast this weekend. Did you go to that?
I did not. No? I did not attend.
Yeah, I didn't know how it went. Did you happen to go? Yeah.
All the pictures, everybody looked laughing.
Yeah.
Looked.
So. You ever see that, by the way? Do you ever have a, ever like... Sometimes comics in a headshot or comics post stuff on social media of them on stage because it's a big stage or a really nice stage. It's a great social media image you could put on your Facebook profile, whatever. You know what I mean? So, but sometimes it's funny because sometimes you, and it's funny because the comics that I know aren't funny. You know what I mean? And then you look at the people in the audience, right? And the people are like this.
Looking away.
Looking at their fucking phone. They're talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like,
making reservations.
I'm pretty sure I'm guilty of that. I'm probably very guilty of that.
They're reaching and scratching their ass. You know, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the one I just put on my Twitter is actually one when I headlined Pechanga Casino in Temecula.
That really
that
was.
Sounded really awesome.
Wow, dude.
I saw that came the out lightning amazing. Bolt, but I was like, that's not... wow, I'm fucking
I wonder high. If one of the comics I just insulted has a line to God. So you know what I mean? It's just funny because the photo, you look at the photos and they just do not look like they're interested in what's on stage.
Yeah.
So even though that background looks good, comics, make sure you pick a photo where the fucking people in the audience look like they're not, you know, sitting through a chalkboard scratching, nail scratching. Any rate. So, well, that's interesting. So it'll get, you know, listen, I dealt with geographical challenges in booking. I've dealt with people, personalities that, you know, I just dealt with something in the last couple weeks now of a personality disorder where somebody decided that they were going to fucking, like, just not help me on something or just completely because they felt a certain way. And boy, what a bad decision that was. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've gotten a comic work and work and stuff. And I couldn't, when I canceled the Tavolino shows, I had canceled them in January. The weekly shows are canceled. So somebody said, hey, you know, can we rebook me? I see you're doing them again. I'm like, well, they're special shows. When I mean a special show, that's Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, you know, draw the people that are like Steve Marshall. People are going to come to Tavolino's because they love them. So so even though even though the person's funny as shit, they're not that ranking of a special like show. Like I'm getting bumped to headline for certain rooms, but I'm not a special show. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not gonna be a funny guy that show up and got to see a funny show. Not like we're coming to see this guy yet. I don't have to kind of draw, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. But some people don't know where they're fucking, they can't accept. So the person, I said that to the person. I'm very straightforward. I go, dude, I can't do that. And then I said, I can put you a feature on this spot. Like, oh, that person be able to, I'm going to kill, they're able to follow me. Well, the fucking guy's a fucking national headliner. He could follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all of a sudden I was supposed to get help from this person. I didn't get shit. So even I was on a show that I didn't, like, all of a sudden it wasn't on anymore. So it was like, why, you know, you got to listen. Comics aren't Mensa members.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not dealing with a pool of fucking professionals in a sense that, you know, are well-balanced, you know, organized. Mm-hmm. So, meaning, like, and you expect them to fucking take advantage of something.
Exactly. But way back 2 years ago when I first almost 3 years ago, I realized that, especially doing it in different cities, you don't really go to the open mics. I mean, you go there to practice your material, but you're not really there to be friendly. You're there to find the people you want to work with.
Right.
Anyway, ultimately, you want to find the help to do to get things done. Hmm. So
yeah, that's just a lot of drama.
The third time. The first time you want to be a little friendly.
Yeah. Do you want to really be friends with people at the open mic? Like, that's a great, think about that though. It's true. Who you become in the area is who you become. Like, I'll go to open mics that there's a small handful of people that don't like, you know what I mean? I know they don't, and they, you know, and it's because of past shit that's happened. They chose sides at those times. And they chose the side of another, and that's fine. You know, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never get involved when it comes, because in the end,
you're
really
there to
matter.
Do the fucking show. Right. You know what
it
I mean?
Really doesn't matter.
You're there to do the show, and everybody's gonna find, you know, like look, I met Ciro, You know, we're friends. Mm-hmm. He's on the podcast and shit. You know, that's mm-hmm. what happens. This is, you recognize exactly. people that do what the fuck you're going to do and people you're going to hang with. And you know, when I think when John Levine was doing this show, some of the people in Kevin Perry's fucking group, like, oh, even Kevin Perry would go to him. It's like, oh, I see you're working with Dougie a lot. You know, like, well, bitch, if you weren't such a fuck, you know, if he was like you, a fucking shit talker, you know what I mean? Then yeah. he wouldn't be on the show.
See, that's the thing. Like, that's why I don't get involved, because I actually like Kevin Perry.
That's the camaraderie thing that
like,
you want.
I don't know what happened between you guys.
Listen, the bottom line with that is him and I were fine. We are friends. I gave the guy work. So mm-hmm. just like you, like I couldn't understand, but all of a sudden the guy had something up his ass and fucking attacked me. And he did it over over fucking, I already said it, Julie, what's her name? Jackie Barron.
Oh, Jackie Barron.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jackie Barron had Gigi's, and she promised me she was going to headline me for a while. So one time I saw another show was up, so I just messaged her, hey, you know, just let me know if you're ever going to follow up with that. You said you're mm-hmm. going to headline me. And then she's all like dismissed it, like this and that. I go, well, and she goes, well, the only reason Kevin Perry's on the show is like, what? Like, what are you talking? Like, she assumed that because there was somebody else on the show already. Because mm-hmm. I just said, keep your show, you know, I mean, that's all I can tell you. I book a room. I was telling you, keep. She assumed that I said, like,
man, right now, like, why?
Yeah,
why
whoever's
am I not
on this
show right
I should have been on that show.
Yeah.
So she fucking must spoke to Kevin Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin Perry goes on Facebook and he posts some shit like, oh, well, some local hack comic, you should work on his own shit. Work, you know, just fucking without naming me, mm-hmm. named me. And I'm like, you fucking, I hired this kid. I've helped the kid out. You know, I mean, I World Series of Comedy, I fucking, you know, helped the push in there and shit. And I'm like, why the fuck is it, you know, over fucking this girl saying some shit? And I even cut and paste and said, dude, this is our whole conversation. You were never mentioned. This has nothing to do with you. He's like, oh, and he started playing that fucking hokey shit. You know, like, oh, we're shooting at different baskets, dude. All right, dude, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Right then, it's done. You know what I mean?
So you go tell your fucking brother, Kevin Perry, to fucking shut his goddamn mouth, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a fucking relationship. I call him the most overrated open micer in history. All right, so... and that was, by the way, that was
no,
the first. That
it's
was,
just, it's just no. It's just, it's a different path that you guys travel. It's you know? It, it, I have no qualms with the guy.
And who
I mean,
gives
I like
a shit?
The guy.
But that's why
when
say,
I go to New York, I hang out with the guy.
When we talk about things like the fucking open mics and stuff. So listen, that it doesn't matter. You know, you determine your own height and mm-hmm. where the fuck you go. And like you said, during that journey, you end up finding people that are like minded and will mm-hmm. follow the same thing. It all works out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually.
Something like that. Anyway.
Depends if it's a weekly show or a monthly
but,
show.
I've actually got a gym right now. Like, the owner of a place actually is behind. I love when an owner of a place is behind what you're doing.
Oh, it's key.
It's
hey, by the way,
so good.
By the way, speaking of that, Isla Mirada, you know, our show in Isla Mirada is canceled in August. Joey Medina is going to be there. Just got the call today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to deal with that. Now I got to, and thank God Joey's the greatest guy in the world. So he's like, no problem. Mm-hmm. We're going to find him another gig. But, you know, and here's, and no, the owner is all for it, but they're on a month to month lease. So it's just something that happens and it should happen. So we're going to work it out. I'm not going to go, fuck, what the fuck is going on? You know, hey, it happens. That's business.
Exactly.
You know, and it's perfectly, they're on a month to month lease. Mm-hmm. So the owner of the property says, we're not going to renew because we're going to do our own, we're going to do something with the place ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can't. Our shows are done until January when they rebuild the original location that was destroyed by Irma. That's life, baby.
Freaking Irma.
Yeah.
By the way.
But like, yeah, you gotta check it out one day. You gotta check it out, 10th Level Tavern.
Yeah,
I'll put you on one of the shows
Sunday,
just
man.
Let me know.
I don't know if I. Yeah, I'm fucking. I'll rip with people.
No. I'm talking about
the regular
the stand-up.
Show.
Oh, the stand up, yeah. Up, down, down. Left,
all right,
left,
thanks,
right.
Man. I don't have to work my way through it.
I mean, there's some people I just don't approach for that because I know they're not going to do it.
Right.
It just, so it doesn't make sense. Like, why am I going to heckle you about being on a show you don't want to? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, it's just, yeah, I'll put you on one of the shows. It's actually a very nice turnout. A very, very nice turnout.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Yeah.
Great crowd.
Very
so,
nice.
Yeah, two shows every Saturday. It's good.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll stay tuned for that.
Not every Saturday, every second Saturday.
Every second Saturday.
Every second.
By the way, it's that time of day.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Because that's what we do as comics.
That's our thing.
That's right. We didn't get to talk about it. By the way, tomorrow on the show, Danny the Jew will be back.
There he is.
And special guest Ramon Garcia will be here tomorrow on the show. So we got some stories we didn't get to, but we will talk about tomorrow. Body of a dead teen honored with extreme embalming is posed with video games, sunglasses, and snacks.
Fucking
you ever see this guy?
wait. No. Where can I see it?
I'm gonna probably put it up on this one because this guy, and let me pull the story up. This guy, his parents wanted. I mean, look at this guy. He looks like Dennis Rodman.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
You see that guy?
That is awesome. Because you don't know what happened that led up to that. You know, what if it was something that he actually like? Hey, what if it was like a joking thing that
he's got
he
Doritos?
Said?
He's got Doritos next to the fucking. He's got to get a beer.
You know, what if that was an intimate conversation? What I mean?
He's got some. He's got some Nike slip-on shoes with some Boston Celtics. I don't know who that is. Family whose teenage son died honored his memory in an unusual wake. His corpse was positioned in a chair, facing the television screen. A video game controller in his hand, and his favorite snacks right next to him.
Doing what he loved to do.
Exactly. Every time you probably saw him.
Renard Matthews, 18. Well, in that case, when I get embalmed, they're going to have me jerking off with my iPad in my hand.
Hey. Hey, when you're going to go, you gotta.
You think people will show up to that? Renard Matthews, 18, of New Orleans, Louisiana, was robbed and shot to death on an evening on June 25th while walking his dog. Matthews, whom a neighbor described as a nice young man, loved football and basketball. His favorite athlete was Celtics guard Kyrie Irving. And reflection of his low
shirt.
That's the shirt and the socks. He was seated in a chair wearing an Irving jersey and sunglasses with a PlayStation controller in his hand facing television. Playing the Celtics, he was flanked by Doritos and soda. Boy, I bet Doritos is happy about this.
Yeah.
God, Doritos seems to win a lot of wars. Because
everybody's heard about that.
Yeah, one time they the funeral home has had some similar weird. One time they stood up a deceased drummer from a grassroots band at a drum set. Yeah, why not, dude? So think about
patchouli oil all around.
Think about that as a comic. You die, you know. They stand you up on stage, you know, with a mic in your hand.
Nah.
You know.
I've decided if I die, I want Osama bin Laden's go away. You know, I want to be thrown into the ocean by a helicopter.
Really?
just toss me in.
What was his name again?
Bin Laden.
You want a Bin Laden burial?
Yeah.
That's probably. I wonder if that's big.
I would love that.
They get SEAL Team 6 to show up.
Put a bunch of rocks in there. Let me sink to the bottom.
SEAL Team 6 shows up at your house, breaks through your house, runs through it. Puts a little red dot on your forehead and grabs you and
just chucks you in the
ocean. Maybe like a school of spongefish just inhabit my dead bodies. I don't know.
I was eaten by a whale shark.
This lady was a little less. This other lady at the same place. Funeral home also hosted a 2014 wake of Miriam the Maymay Burbank, 53, who was posed with a beer, a menthol cigarette, and an ashtray at a table.
Nice.
What the fuck?
Nice. These people are theme funerals. I like
wow.
it.
Wow. I mean,
I like it.
At that point. You could say fuck on the show, by the way, Robert Dill. We did, I think. Did we? We cursed on the show so far?
I hope we may have.
I'm pretty sure.
We may have.
Yeah, that's like, I'd be fiending for a cuss word right now. I'd be like, fucking goddamn.
Well, hey. Our next story, Florida man 72 tries to mow down neighbor with a tractor during a dispute, cops say. A lot of hoopleheads, man. All these people just fucking, you know, coming out, not you know, enough. You think by how many stupid, like, we had Barbecue Betty, right, or something like that? Yeah, Pyramid Patty, right? Then the last guy was that dude who flipped out with the chick with the Puerto Rican shirt on.
That was drunk too?
No, that was somewhere else, but you see that? Like, she was like, and the cop got in trouble because he wasn't doing anything. The guy was coming out like, you're not from here. So I'm Puerto Rican.
But, like, how mad do you have to be to jump into a tractor? A slow-ass tractor and try to run somebody down.
70-year-old Florida man was arrested.
I thought right away.
Last month after he was caught on video chasing down his neighbor on a tractor during a dispute over property, police said. The St. John's County Sheriff's Office told the news that on June 19th, Howell Lamar Morris of St. Augustine was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His tractor. The video of the bizarre incident was released Tuesday. Authorities had received a disturbance call around 8 p.m. when officers arrived on the scene. Scott Lynch, 53, told them he was arguing with Morris, his neighbor, over property when the 72-year-old climbed onto his tractor and chased him, yelling, "Run, you fat fuck!
Footloose!
Run, fat ass! Run!" That's funny. It's on video, by the way.
Nice. That's classic.
Yeah, that's my new exercise. I piss off my neighbor to chase me with a tractor.
Yeah.
Speaking of slow vehicles, do not drive your moped on the Florida Turnpike.
Yeah, that sounds like a
very
bad idea.
And if you do, please.
You had somebody on the fucking moped?
On the fucking right lane.
You had somebody on the moped? You had a moped on the
moped on Turnpike, yeah, on the way here.
Just run him off the road.
And the guy is smiling like he's not fucking up everybody.
It was a moped, like a Vespa?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like a little.
Yes.
Was he like, how fast?
And in the second lane. Not in the fucking right
lane.
You
must not have been the only person behind him.
No, there was four semi-trucks. Fucking blowing.
No.
It was crazy.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're making this shit up.
I swear.
Four semi trucks.
We live in Florida. It happened.
And what was the guy wearing? Like a fucking bunny outfit or something? Was
he
a kook?
Poofy hair. He was smiling like he was high.
Yeah.
And flip flops, by the way.
Flip flops.
Flip flops onto Turnpike.
Flip flops go well when you fall off a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They're very good footwear.
It was unbelievable.
I wish I had that amount of confidence.
You're just smiling along. Like, those are four trucks beeping at you, dude.
Like, I don't understand how people just ride mopeds on the street in general. Like, yeah, like anything that doesn't have, like, a door to shut. Like, I don't know how you do that down here.
I used to have a motorcycle as a kid, and two or three buddies of mine died on them, so I never got on a bike again. Speaking of dying, dad smothered baby, tried to revive her with shock from an extension cord.
Awesome.
You know... Thin the herd, baby.
Yeah. You know, that's just natural selection.
Listen, there's part of me, I always feel bad for the, listen, here's the thing. You always feel bad for the children because they're the victims,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing you got to remember too. If they're the offspring of these fucking numbnuts.
Yeah,
what's next? Like each generation, okay, well dad tried to shock me with a fucking electric cord because he tried to kill me because I was making too much noise while he was trying to watch his fucking fucking
soccer,
Judge Judy or something.
Shut up, I can't hear this NASCAR.
That fucking kid won't stop crying. Kill it. Oh, his dad, give me the fucking extension cord.
Say go.
I saw it on TV one time. A young father in Arkansas smothered his infant daughter to stop her from crying. And then he tried to revive the girl by shocking her with an electrified extension cord.
You know what they call that, right?
What?
Pulling a Clinton.
Police said Tyler Buchanan, 19, was charged with capital murder on Monday. and the June 12th death of his two-month-old daughter, Paisley. After initially telling investigators he fed the girl and then went back to sleep, Buchanan admitted smothering the girl. They can hear that. The cop's like, I don't know what happened. I fed her and I went to bed. Yeah, they sure that's all that happened? Well, she was crying and I did stuff her under the pillow.
I still heard her when I threw her in the dryer.
Yeah. Buchanan admitted smothering a girl in the middle of the night as her mother slept. According to the court documents obtained the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Buchanan had originally told cops that he awoke and found his daughter not breathing, much like me, breathing, prompting him to cut off the end of a live extension cord in a crude attempt to resuscitate her. The guy never thought to call 911, I suppose.
Yeah,
what troubles me about that statement is promptly.
I got to get around this.
That was the first thought he had.
I got to shock the shit out of my daughter.
She's not breathing.
Shock the monkey. Shock the monkey.
I thought the first
unplug
reaction would be
the
help,
lamp,
like
Cletus,
the...
and give me that cord.
I thought the first reaction in every single situation would just to yell out help just because you don't know what to do. Like, not... Let's fucking shock my daughter with a fucking like what? I bet he did it with a pocket knife. I bet it was like an extinction cord. No. He just did like fucking cut it off with his pocket knife or something.
Dad later confessed to holding the girl's head against his shoulder to stop her from breathing because she was screaming incessantly, and he wanted to sleep. Well, now she sleeps forever, dumb fuck.
Stupid.
Buchanan told officers he knew his actions were wrong. Buchanan also admitted to the investigators he smothered a girl at around 2 a.m., but did not call police. Baby's mother eventually called police some 7 hours later. I'm surprised she didn't get smothered and get electric cord up her ass. You know, this is the thing, man. You know, these you don't want these kids to die, but yeah, it's like the abortion issue with this whole thing with the judge. Like, you know, I don't know if that's gonna, but they're not gonna make abortions illegal. I'm not worried about that. And but you know what? It's too much. There's too many fucking people on this earth. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, obviously, people should have more responsibility and not, you know, and not get just fuck around. You know, that's the idea of, in a sense, the morality of it on the religious side. Like, you have to somehow, sometimes if you make mistakes, you have to, those mistakes are made, but you have to live it. Like if you buy a car and you fucking buy a piece of shit car and, you know, and this, forget the lemon laws and shit, you got to keep the car. Right. So the only way that you're going to learn from not fucking up again is by having to drive that piece of shit. You know what I mean? And you know what? You know, when you're out there whoring around and you have a fucking kid, you're not going to be, you know what I mean? You got to learn, but that's the problem. They go whoring around.
In a shitty car.
Yeah, in a shitty car. So,
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm all for, you know, people killing people because, I don't know. You just kind of need it or it'll happen anyway. Like, I'm all about, like, the Thanos type of thinking when it comes to that type of thing. Like there's just some Thanos, what, like Marvel,
right?
Yeah, like some of these people need to go for everybody to have a better life.
Yeah, so, but he, like, just randomly chose people. Nobody.
Yeah, just no, whatever. But
see that's wrong. See, what has to happen is, you know, once somebody's diagnosed as, like, socially inept, and like of no value, like bring nothing to the table, and even more important to those people in those lines, the people who cause danger. You know, just don't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those people got to be put in a room that never, it's Dougie Room, by the way. We named the show the Dougie Room, where you go in this room and you never come out.
Similar to the dangers of the studio.
That's it. You walk in that room, goodbye, and that's it. That's the last you ever heard of.
Oh, so you mean most prison people?
A lot of people that are on drug charges and stuff like that, they should be let out. Murder and fucking that's it. You know what I mean? Obviously, you don't want to kill innocent people because some of those people may not have been, you know, innocent. Mm-hmm. There's definitely innocent people in jail, right? So they have to have something, if they're.
Wow.
Let's just start now, okay? Let the fucking people that are in jail rot in jail. But now, from now on, every time somebody's dealt, they should be labeled like useless. Mm-hmm. A big U be put on them.
Right?
Like an Uber car. Just put a big
These
U on
prisoners
somebody. You're
now
fucking
been
useless.
Grandfathered in, you live.
Yeah.
The rest of you fucks.
You got a U on you. You walk in that door, you're gone.
But it's a hard conversation because everybody thinks you're, oh my God, you're the next Hitler. I haven't killed anybody.
Well, listen, it's an Illuminati thing. Like, there's too many. Where's the pillars in Georgia, right? That said the only way this world can live.
Georgia Guidestones.
And the only way this world can exist in peaceful harmony if there's only 500,000 people on this planet.
500 million.
500 million? Okay. I want to cut them down. Yeah, I want to go to Disney next year.
It's in Elberton, Georgia. Yeah. I've seen it myself.
So 500 million
top
people.
Top five. That's it.
So we obviously got a lot more than 500 million people in this.
Yeah. And I think, like, Hitler had the right idea. He just chose the wrong people. He should have gathered up all the stupid people. Like, just like all the people you just, like, cringe having a conversation with, just about, like, maybe just how their day's going.
Yeah, but that, yeah.
He couldn't kill his own
army. I'm just saying, dude.
Grab all the stupid people.
Instead of on likes on Facebook, you know what I mean? We should start, there should be a U label, which is, like, useless. You know what I mean? Like, if you start posting, you're useless. Like, no one wants to hear your political, nobody wants to hear your this. Nobody wants to hear your feelings of,
shit,
you know,
I'm on the list.
Yeah, you're going to be on the list, dude. You got to be careful. I don't make any more comments anymore. I'm done with it. you know what I mean? It's like the old days, like religion. I'm not going to talk about my religion. Don't want to hear about yours. You know what I mean? Keep it to yourself.
Well, those people texting their actual true thoughts on Facebook, CIA book, whatever, is a moron. So, yeah, I support Trump all the way, everybody. Shut your fucking mouths. Jesus Christ.
Man with scissors, or man with...
exactly.
Man with no arms... accused of stabbing tourist with scissors in Florida. So this story came out. Obviously, I would have wished to report it last week when I came out. But a guy with no arms attacking somebody with scissors. This guy, now you don't know, he killed somebody, so he gets a U on him, right?
Outside the
He's unhealthy. But this guy, you would want to ask yourself, maybe this guy isn't that useless. I mean,
exactly.
The guy, like, found, like... I
how
mean,
like, how does a person with no arms kill a person...
I read
with
they
arms.
Were lefty scissors, so that's even harder.
Yeah. Oh. A homeless man with no arms has been arrested in Miami after he stabbed a tourist with a pair of scissors, according to the police. Jonathan Crenshaw is a fixture in South Beach known for painting canvases with his feet in the heavily trafficked tourist area. Just after midnight on Tuesday, police said he stabbed 22-year-old Cesar Coronado. Too bad it wasn't Brian Coronado. who was visiting the area from Chicago. Crenshaw told officers he was lying down when Coronado punched him in the head. Ooh. Who the fuck punches a guy with no arms? According to the arrest report obtained by the Miami Herald, Crenshaw used his feet to grab a pair of scissors and struck Coronado twice before walking away.
Wow.
Could you imagine this fucking guy thinks, I'm going to fuck with this homeless guy with no arms, and then he gets fucked up.
Talk about Dragon Ball Z on this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Twice.
Police found Coronado bleeding from his left arm. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Coronado, he's going to be laughed at by his friends. He got his ass beat by a guy with no arms.
He was trying to even it up. He was cutting one arm.
Give me one of your arms, fucker. Coronado and friend denied Coronado hit Crenshaw and told officers that they were only asking for directions when the homeless man jumped up and stabbed Coronado. Crenshaw is being held at the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center on $7,500 bail.
Story doesn't work.
He's yeah.
not jumping up and stabbing anyone. That guy's laying down and kind of
getting
about, arm.
But think about why would the guy punch him? I mean, the guy's from Chicago, so, you know, who knows?
There's one.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that could have, like, what if he tripped over him in some way, just didn't see him, and then something was said, and, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know what, you don't.
You're homeless freak?
No, we're not getting the whole story.
Yeah.
We're not getting the whole story.
Well, because you're relying on a guy with no arms.
Exactly.
And,
not,
and a guy who just got stabbed by a guy with no arms.
Exactly. Like
you want to tell us what happened?
You
I really
can't
don't
make
want
to
that, forget it.
Right? I don't really want to. No.
Yeah, you can't make that shit up. It's
not the local news.
Hey,
no,
dude, what'd you do in South Beach? You get laid? You do some coke, some ecstasy? Oh, I got arrested. It gets worse. I got stabbed by a guy with no arms.
That is such a flaw.
I wonder how long that explanation actually takes, like, in person. Like.
Yeah. So tell me what happened here, sir. Do I have to? But there's a lot of people getting animalistic. But a woman bites off part of a man's ear at Macomb County Chinese restaurant.
Ooh.
In Mount Clemens, Michigan, a woman was arrested for allegedly biting off part of a man's ear during a fight with a man in Macomb County Chinese restaurant on Thursday night. Hey, you bit my fucking ear.
That MSG is really funny.
According to deputies, they were called to China 1 restaurant, not China 2. That's down the corner. In Mount Clemens, around 9:40 p.m., when they arrived, they found a man with his ear partially bitten off and a woman with a large bump on her forehead. Deputies say 24-year-old Jade Anderson walked into the restaurant complaining about her order. She was complaining to the owners, who are also the victims of the assault. Due to the language barrier.
Wow.
A fucking black woman and a fucking bunch of Chinese people. Hey, fucking you guy here. This shit sucks. Due to language, the victim's son translated what Anderson was saying to his parents. That's when Anderson allegedly pushed the son and threw her food onto the floor. I guess she was pissed.
Yeah.
She then started assaulting the female victim, and the male victim stepped in to protect his wife. That's when Anderson started assaulting the man.
Wow.
As she was pushed out the store, she bit the man on the ear, partially detaching it, and reenacting the old famous Holyfield-Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Son of the restaurant Friday afternoon said it was closed for some reasons. That's what the sign says. We are not opening today because of some reasons.
You know what's really eerie? Did you know that Tyson Holyfield fight was sponsored by China One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big sponsor.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She was arraigned on assault charges.
You don't like our food, but you eat my ear.
Your ear tastes like shit, too.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I know we're more of an intelligent human whatever, but we're still fucking animals. Like
you said it, dude. You said it. There's too many people on this earth. We're all fighting over attention, fucking goods. You know,
animals.
And the fact
vicious.
That some people got shit, and that's the next civil war they're talking about. It's the haves against the have-nots. It's not gonna be a black and white thing. It's gonna be the upper. It's gonna be upper class against a. And it really isn't. It's the people.
Better be.
It's just the people that just to have nothing that will get out on the street and start protesting over fucking no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this.
And
you
know what I mean?
Bullshit.
Just nuts. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Hey.
Well, thanks, Sir Dober, for joining me today, of course.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for watching, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Special guest, of course, Carlos Perry's here today.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget, every Sunday, the 10th Level Tavern off Oakland Park in Fort Lauderdale.
Carlos Perry's Comedy Punch Out. And if you want to, there's also an open mic afterwards called the Post Punch Out Open Mic. So you get 10 minutes for an open mic. You don't get that anywhere else, barely. And, yeah. We have a great time there. You can win a spot, a paid spot on the stand. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. BA start show.
It's a long poster. You know what I mean? It's, yeah. It's like my email. Always
but
dangerous Dougie at
Gmail.
But
it's so catchy.
Yeah.
It's so catchy.
Because people know the code. Yeah. So. And by the way, don't forget tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be on the Paul Castronova Morning Show. Listen in. Call up. Say hi. We appreciate it. This Thursday, I'm going to be at Gigi's.
Ooh.
Actually, Jackie didn't book it.
I was going to say, Chris, you just outed
is,
your story.
Yeah, earlier. Chris Priester booked it. And we'll be doing a show there. It's in Pembroke Pines or Sunrise, something like that, the Gigi's Cafe. And what else the fuck I'm doing this week? Well, that's it. I'm going to be at Slapsticks Comedy Club in the World Series of Comedy next Friday night. If you're in Pittsburgh listening to the show, come out there and email me on Facebook or message me. I got 2-for-1 tickets. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram, Twitter, I should say, at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Oh, don't forget, Joey Medina is coming to town August 1st to Tavolino's. So mark that in your calendar. Ciro?
Look out, Alachua County. United Nations Comedy Tour coming through on Thursday the 19th at the High Dive in Gainesville. Me, Nadeem Awad, and a couple other brothers are going to rock the house. Also, every Monday night, Comedy Detour presents Comedy Mondays at the Hole.
There you go.
I got to get back out to that. I got to get back out to that. Seriously.
At Zero Comic.
There you go, guys. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow in the studio, don't forget Danny the Jew and, of course, a special guest, Ramon Garcia will be here talking about his state, where he's at in comedy and life and everything going on. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun.